Fast and smooth. Good afternoon with a KUEC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Veteran Quest musher Cody Strath of Cantwell placed third in this year's race, arriving at the finish line in Windy Whitehorse at 7:35 this morning. Strath crossed under the finish banner with nine energized dogs who did not look like they'd run 1,000 miles. As KUEC's Lex Trinan reports, it's Strath's best ever Quest finish, despite taking a somewhat less competitive approach over the second half of the race.
For much of the past 1,000 miles, Strath fought for third place with three-time Quest winner Alan Moore. But finally, around Pelly Crossing, 300 miles from the finish, Strath said he knew he had to make a move.
I guess around Pelly, I started to try to stay ahead of him, but still wasn't too concerned if he passed me. I don't know where he's at right now, but I was looking over my shoulder the whole way.
That continued all the way through the last 100 miles into Whitehorse. Strath says that he'd experienced getting passed by Moore in the final sections of trail, and that was on his mind as he slogged through the gusts of wind and deep snowdrifts.
I've run the Copper Basin with him for years, and suddenly he'd come running his team around the corner, and you have two ski poles on the back of that sled, and look like this like crazy spider with all these things flailing around. And so I kept thinking that was going to happen tonight, that he was going to come around the corner and like catch up with me, but he didn't.
Moore, in fact, was nowhere to be seen. He was 30 miles behind Strath, who had no real reason to be worried. Back in CarMax, Alan Moore even told reporters that he wasn't making any serious effort to catch Strath, who he knew had a faster team. At the time, Moore said that he was hoping he could just stay enough out of sight to make Strath nervous and hopefully make a mistake. But Strath did no such thing and continued to put time into Moore throughout the final run. In fact, his moving speeds, the average speed his team ran, not including rest times, were faster even than front runners Brent Sass and Michelle Phillips. It's something he said he achieved through his compassion for his dogs.
And it's probably just me projecting because I'm a wimp. My dogs are really tough. But there's certain times where I'm like, I don't want my dogs to have to do that. And so then, but then sometimes we're just out there and we have to do it and they just do it and it's not a big deal. And they're so tough. They're so amazing. Yeah, I don't remember what the question was, but
before the race, Strath said that he had the team that could win the Quest and that it would be up to him to make good to them. While he improved on his previous best finish, which was 12th last year, he said his fear of pushing his dogs too hard kept him from making a more decisive move. Still, he said that if he were in the right situation, he might be able to find a way to improve on his finish if he gets a chance.
It's just dependent on the situation and the dog. So, I mean, I can't say. It's like if the right moment would have happened here, I would have gone for it.
During the early part of the race, Strath said that he had a realization that he didn't really care about winning as much as some of his competitors did. He was on the Yukon River breaking endless miles of trail. He was grumpy, his attitude transferred to the dogs, and the whole situation spiraled into misery. He said he never wanted to experience that again, and he threw out his goal of winning.
The goal was not to try to win. The goal was to do the best we could do with our dogs so that they finish happy and strong.
And reach the finish line happy and strong, his dogs did. Unlike Phillips and Sass's dogs, which were visibly exhausted at the finish, Stray's dogs were barking energetically and jumping in their harnesses in the finish chute. Strath said he'll now go have a shower, a beer, and deal with some lingering injuries he's accumulated over years of mushing. While he was sure to keep his dogs in top shape throughout the race, the dogs didn't quite return the favor, but he's okay with that. His injuries, he says, were from them.
Just life with dogs. They beat us up, in a good way.
Reporting at the finish of the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports. Proud sponsors of KUAC.